Go, the original you'll find on the new album Come On Now Social from our in-studio guests, Indigo Girls.
The last time the two of you did the show, it was coming off Lilith Fair. I remember you mentioned that you were having a great time hanging out with people backstage, especially Sinead O'Connor's band, and just having a great time. And that was the genesis for this record.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it was the backstage hanging around getting to know her band.
We totally dug them.
Yeah, it really worked.
And this was John Reynolds.
Yeah, John Reynolds was playing drums, and he's produced some of Sinead's stuff, some of her records. And then the rest of the band was, part of it was Ghost, a band called Ghostland, John's band Ghostland. And then Claire Kenny, the bass player. It's weird because they play with Ghostland, but they're not officially signed to the label or something like that. But it's all part of the same spirit and family of musicians. And Carol Isaacs, who plays keyboards and accordion.
I mean, I just remember one day I was sitting around talking to Sinead, and I was like, I'm working on some songs, and I need some help with some direction, and I wanted to, like, run them by you. And she said, oh, you should run them by John. And I was like, okay. Talked to John about it, and then John's just like, you guys should come over to my studio. So before we knew it, time had passed, and we were sitting in his London apartment working on the record, like starting it in London in this little apartment. And it was like 10 days of just creativity and, you know, there was that little moment, and then we had a moment at Jerry Murata, our other drummer's house, with Rick Danko and Garth Hudson, and Jerry on drums. And just, for me, those two things, like whenever I'm playing a song, I remember, like when we're playing, you know, Oslin or something, I remember Rick Danko and Emily singing the backup parts in Jerry's house, you know, and then we took those and transferred them into the final mix that we used. And there's just visions that I have because it was so homegrown at first.
We've been listening to band records on the bus on the tour back with Jerry, and of course we're both huge fans of the band, and Amy wanted those keyboard parts on a couple of her songs, so
I mean, we told Jerry, you know, if we can ever get a chance to like jam with him, it would be so cool. And he kept saying, look, you guys just come up to the house sometime and we'll get him over. So
that's what happened.